Phantom House. It's the place for podcasts.
From Philadelphia, PA, it's Avenue G.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
A mythical, mirthful, musical place. It's groovy, it's grand, it transcends time and space. And it's a place where anything is possible. Joining us tonight is the mysterious Mac Jekyll, the mildly annoying Martha Michael, and Ed Feldman, undocumented alien. I'm your ebullient announcer, Andy Pettit. And now, here's your host, the man who was once given the Heimlich maneuver by Fats Domino, Jim Harris.
Well, thank you, Andy. And thanks to all of our many loyal listeners from Kansas to Cancun and beyond. Remember, you can listen to all of our shows anytime by visiting our website, avenue-g.net. That's avenue-g.net. Well, tonight we have a really special show, and I know that I say that at the beginning of every show.
Even the shows that are duds?
What? No, wait a minute. When did we ever have a show that was a dud?
But what about the Halloween special where your bicycle was bitten by a werewolf and turned into a wersicle?
Okay, all right. That was not one of our strongest efforts.
Hey, I wrote that. I thought it was a great concept. It fused renewable transportation with Eastern European mythology. What's not to love?
If I may continue, tonight's show is not just special. It's supercalispecialistic, because we are going to be covering the Democratic Convention right here in Philadelphia. Hit it, boys!
We got the banners and the bunting, and everybody's wanting to try and make the city look fine. With all the tourists and reporters, we'll be soon seeing dollar signs. We got the bell and we got Rocky, and we're feeling kinda cocky, 'cause the spotlight's gonna be on our town. And it's gonna be exciting, 'cause the Democrats are Philly bound. They live together in a commune. They announcing their intention to protest at the convention soon. They all got busted in 2000 when the cops broke in their house and dragged them out while they were sleeping in bed. It was on every TV station, and they hope it's gonna happen again.
Covering the convention is going to be great, right, Martha? Where's Martha?
She ducked out during the song. She said something about rummaging through the dumpster across the street at the decaf coffee house.
Well, then, it's her loss, because tonight we're going to showcase Philadelphia in all its grandeur. Or is that grandeur? I don't know. For a long time, cities like Boston and New York have made fun of Philadelphia, but we've got lots to be proud of.
Like the bankrupt school system.
Well, no. But we have some wonderful cultural traditions.
How about our distinctive foods? There's nothing more delicious than a Philadelphia-style cheesesteak. It's thin slices of low-quality beef, fried and trans fat on a griddle that may or may not have passed state inspection.
Then it's smothered in cheese whiz.
I'm sorry, but yeah. Cheesesteaks are disgusting. I don't know about you, but I'm not eating anything called whiz.
So what you're saying is Philadelphia traditions are all pathetic, and everyone who lives there is a complete loser?
No, not a complete loser, because this month Philadelphia will be hosting the Democratic National Convention. And Lord knows Democrats are never associated with losers.
Yeah, just ask John Kerry, Al Gore.
Very funny.
Hadley Stevenson.
Uh-huh. What other political humor have you written for our show?
Well, to be honest, I only wrote one joke.
Just one? You only came up with one joke?
Sorry, but all the news has been focusing on Trump nonstop, and I've been so bombarded with snide comments about his hair and his hands and the hair on his hands. I'm just all humored out.
Actually, in a strange way, I understand that. So let's hear the joke.
Sure thing. Here goes. What is Mr. Potato Head's first name?
Mr. Potato Head? I have no idea. What is his first name?
Julian!
So his name is Julian Potato Head.
Get it? It's the perfect joke, because you have to think of the punchline in your head.
And what exactly is the punchline?
Julian Potato Head. It's like julienne potatoes.
No, it's not. It's like Julian potatoes, not julienne potatoes. Anyway, what's that have to do with the Democratic Convention?
What if you changed the joke so that it was Mrs. Potato Head? Then her name would be Julie Ann Potato Head.
That would never work. Who ever heard of a Mrs. Potato Head? It has to be Mr. Potato Head.
Then why don't you make his first name Idaho? Then his name would be Idaho Potato Head.
Nobody has the first name Idaho.
Didn't Indiana Jones have a brother named Idaho?
Look, this joke has nothing to do with politics.
But politics is boring. It's just a bunch of people saying nothing.
Right, like in that song. How's that go?
Uh-oh, he's gonna sing again.
No, Jim, please don't.
Yeah. Nothing they're saying means nothing. You gotta mean something to win the presidency. Nothing they're saying means nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna get a vote from me.
That's right.
Woo! You don't have to be a great speaker, 'cause words are weaker than any deed. Well, I'm not saying I'm better, but a real go-getter is what we need. All of this jiving and bluffing doesn't help the suffering or the economy. Why don't they explain about taxes or what the facts is about policy? Let's give Martha some. Saying means nothing. Gotta mean something to win the presidency. Nothing they're saying means nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna get a vote from me.
Okay, Ed, what else have you got?
Like the song says, Jen, nothing.
If this is all we have for tonight's show, we'll be the laughingstock of the podcast universe.
But I thought we wanted to be a laughingstock. This is a comedy show, right?
Ed, what are we supposed to do for the rest of the show?
I've got a piece of paper and an old pocket comb. I could play it like a kazoo.
Yeah, I think that'd be just about as entertaining as if you just sat quietly and combed your hair.
I once spent 2 hours watching Keith Urban combing his hair. It was mesmerizing.
Oh, that's just great. Here we are in Philadelphia during the Democratic National Convention, where they will nominate the first woman ever to take a serious run for president, and we've got nothing.
Jim, you'll never guess what I found while digging through the dumpster across the street at the Decaf Coffee House.
Crumpled cardboard cups?
Actually, that's a pretty good guess. But no, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. He was so drunk he could barely stand up.
Martin who?
Martin O'Malley. Remember when the primary season started, he was running for president as a Democrat?
You mean Bernie Sanders?
No. Originally, there were three Democrats in the race. Martin O'Malley was the fit, well-spoken, non-controversial candidate with a strong track record of success.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not ringing any bells. Did he have some kind of email scandal or supporters with unrealistic goals for the future?
Nope. He was just highly qualified.
Jeez, why would anyone want to vote for a boring schmo like that?
Nobody did. That's probably why he got drunk. When I found him, He was curled up in a ball, weeping. I asked him if he needed any help, and he gave me a long lecture about term limits and nonpartisan redistricting.
Wow. Even when he's drunk, he has better policies than Hillary and Trump.
Then he started crying again, and he threw four pieces of cardboard at me. Turns out they were backstage tickets to the Democratic National Convention, right here in Philadelphia.
Those are almost impossible to get. I even slept with Debbie Wasserman Schultz to get one of those tickets.
So you already have a ticket?
Well, no, I ended up having sex with her for nothing.
I tried to give the tickets back to Governor O'Malley, but he just screamed at me. I don't want anything to do with those lousy backstabbing bums.
Wow. That means we can all go to the convention. We can broadcast our show live from there.
But Jim, there's more.
More?
Yes. While I was in the dumpster, I found a partially filled box of Tasty Cakes. The expiration was only a week ago.
Now you're talking. Where are they?
Come on, guys. Let's head down to the convention. Speeches, sign waving.
Wow. We could see the first major party nomination of a woman for president. One thing about Hillary, she really doesn't want to make an issue out of her gender. Have you guys heard her campaign song? Here, check it out.
I can call 44 heads of state and have them hold on the line. Bill had his turn in the Oval Office and now I want mine. I went to Indonesia, China, and Pakistan. But I had nothing to do with the deal with Iran. And I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. I can handle the pressure of the national spotlight. I can refrain from killing my husband when he don't treat me right. I can invest with Whitewater and not go to jail. Didn't need to get married to get a JD from Yale. And I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. If you come to me sickly, you're gonna have healthcare. I'm gonna be pretty prickly if you ask about Bill's affair. I've already been tested on the global stage. I'm gonna fight to get women an equal wage. And I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. I went from White House to Senate. There ain't nothing I can't do. I made one president out of a dirt bag and can make myself president too. I'm a woman, say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N, and that's all.
Whew, I can't believe we're here at the convention, the hottest ticket in town. Did anyone get a copy of the playbill?
Sure did. This is going to be the best Democratic convention ever. I'm really impressed that they decided to dispense with all those traditional speeches and instead put on a lavish Broadway-style review.
And look, the masters of ceremonies are going to be the vivacious comedian Fran Drescher and the witty satirist from HBO, John Oliver.
But John Oliver is British. Didn't we fight a war to kick the British out of America? Oh, I wish all those British would go back to Britland where they came from. We should build a wall between us and them.
But that wall would have to cross the entire Atlantic Ocean. From the North Pole to the South Pole. That's kind of impossible.
Impossible, you say? Well, I say it just got 10 feet higher.
The Atlantic Ocean is thousands of feet deep. I don't think another 10 feet are really going to make a difference.
Yes, but the ocean won't be full of water once we drain it, just like the 7 Chinese brothers did. And that's not just me talking. That's science.
Shh, everybody, quiet. They're dimming the house lights. The show is about to begin.
People, we're wasting our time sitting here in the regular seats. Let's go backstage and get the inside story on all the political drama.
Yeah, good thinking, Martha. I think we should split up and meet back here in 30 minutes so we can broadcast all our findings, just like CNN.
Ooh, can I be Anderson Cooper? I just love those black t-shirts he wears. Dibs on Anderson Cooper!
Do we really want to go backstage? I mean, with all those politicians back there, you never know who you'll bump into and what sort of uncomfortable situations you'll find yourself in.
What do you mean?
It just seems like we might risk opening old wounds, recalling broken hearts and dashed dreams of a love that could never be.
Oh, look over there. It's Bernie Sanders, and he's headed backstage. I'm going to follow him.
I think I see Bill Clinton. I bet I could get an interview with him. See y'all later.
Yeah, I'm going backstage, too. You never know who you'll run into. Come on, Andy. I'm sure they got a lot of tasty cakes backstage. You can eat for free.
Okay, I guess if they have chocolate juniors. But I'm going to wait until after the next musical number.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Democratic National Committee and all the Hollywood elites and crooked union bosses who paid for it, we ask you to give a warm welcome to the MCs for this evening's festivities. The ever so droll British comedian, John Oliver. And from the hit TV show, The Nanny, the always delightful Fran Drescher.
Thank you all so much. You know, I love being here in Philadelphia, especially South Philly. All the women have such big hair. My hair doesn't look so big by comparison.
And I feel at home here in Philadelphia, too. Even though 240 years ago, everybody in Philadelphia shot their muskets at British people. I guess they must have missed when they shot at my ancestors.
We have a really great lineup for tonight, and I'm thrilled to be performing with John Oliver. So tell me, John, does it seem strange to be covering this event, but not with The Daily Show, where you used to work?
No. No, not at all. I'm happy to be here on my own.
So, you're not bitter that they gave John's job to some young kid who nobody ever heard of, instead of you, even though you toiled in John's shadow for all those years?
No. I'm glad to be on HBO one night a week. I have no resentment that they completely bypassed me.
I think we should all dig our teeth into the opening number. It's a tribute to Bernie Sanders' convincing argument that the Democratic Party, just like the entire political system, is rigged.
That's right, Fran. An argument that will be swept under the rug of party unity in a rain of confetti right here at the convention. Let's welcome the fabulous Funkocrats with their version of Super Delegates.
The super delegates, the kind not chosen by the voters. They're the Democrats the party calls important, and some are from the House. Oh no, they can vote just as they please. They won't vote for Bernie Sanders. The fix was in for the Clintons from the outset. It's a conspiracy. Oh no. Bernie's pretty riled about
the super delegates.
It's not populistic.
The super delegates.
The process is so tainted.
The super delegates.
I'd really like to change it.
Take it to the street.
It's not right. It's not right. It's not right with me. Hey, hey.
A delegate. Super delegate. Delegate, super delegate, yow!
Wasn't that terrific? You know, Fran, Bernie Sanders certainly added controversy and drama to the Democratic primaries.
You're right, John. Bernie gave agita to many in the party with his grassroots campaign and message of social revolution.
Careful now, Fran. Remember, we're here to make Democrats look like centrists.
Oh, John, don't go getting... How do your people say it? Your knickers in a twist? Bernie has made socialism mainstream.
You mean we finally can say that we are...
Liberals? Yes, John. Democrats can now say the L word out loud.
Gee, I don't know, friend. I'm just not sure I know how to act like a liberal anymore.
It's easy, John. I'll show you how. Just listen to this.
Liberals
crippled education. Throw in a woman's right to choose and wage equality. Let's get liberal, liberal. We'll call ourselves liberals. Say it with the liberal. Let's put on our Birkenstocks, our Birkenstocks. Let's put on our Birkenstocks. Let's get liberal, liberal. We'll call ourselves liberals. Say it with me, liberal. Let's put on our Birkenstocks, our Birkenstocks. Let's put on our Birkenstocks. We've been waiting patiently to finally get a seat at the table. There's a lot of problems we can solve governmentally. I'll listen to all kinds of point of view, 'cause I respect diversity. But there's no reason to disguise our liberality. Let's get liberal, liberal. We'll call ourselves liberals. Say it with me, liberal. Let's put on our Birkenstocks, our Birkenstocks. Let's put on our Birkenstocks. Let's get liberal, liberal. We'll call ourselves liberal. Say it with me, liberal. Let's put on our Birkenstocks, our Birkenstocks. Let's put on our Birkenstocks.
I can't believe I'm backstage at the Democratic Convention. It's like I'm dreaming, except there aren't any surrealistic hot dogs, bananas, or torpedoes. I hear bongos. The music seems to be coming from behind this door. Excuse me, sir, but you really rock those bongos.
Yep, nothing gets me relaxed before a big speech like banging out a few beats.
Hey, wait a minute. You're the guy who ran for president with Al Gore.
Yeah, poor Al. He really got screwed. In a bad way, that is. I'm Bill Clinton. Pleased to meet you. Hey, aren't you the guy who used to fix furniture on public television?
Yep, that's me, Ed Feldman.
And now you have that morning radio show on gtownradio.com where you yap like a hound dog caught in a leg hold trap.
Right. You want to come on the show sometime?
Well, I just might, my friend.
You know, I used to play bongos back when I was an art history major at Penn.
Art history major, eh? And yet you managed to become a useful person. Well, come on, grab a bongo. Let's jam. I don't have to go on for another 3 or 4 minutes.
Hey, Bill, can I ask you a question? It's kind of personal, but figure with your reputation for loving women, you might know the answer.
Yeah, my life's an open book. Ask away.
All right. My question is, when you were president of the United States, you selected Janet Reno to be the first female attorney general. So tell me, was she really as much of a hottie in person as she was on TV?
Ooh. Oh, baby, was she ever. Sometimes when I was in the Oval Office with her, discussing the Branch Davidians at Waco or having commandos snatch little Elian Gonzalez, I literally had to stuff ice cubes in my pockets.
I believe it, brother.
Holy smoke, I lost track of the time. I gotta be on stage in 30 seconds. Sorry to run, Ed, but I gotta get to the convention floor faster than quick on a June bug. See you in the funny papers.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I present the 42nd president of the United States of America. Let's all give it up for the Pope of Hope, Slick Willie, the Devil on the Blue Dress, the Arkansas Traveler, Bill Clinton.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you, thanks. It's great to be here in this city where America was born. Now, we all know that in just a few months, my wife's going to be president of these here United States. And let me tell you, folks, it's the best gig in the world. Why, I remember like it was only yesterday. I used to be the man, all day coverage on C-SPAN. Now I can barely cause a stir. Everybody wants to talk to her. I said, don't ask,
don't tell. Tried to trip me up, but I never fell. Universal health care failed, but I never inhaled, I never inhaled. Once I owned the press, next minute they had Monica's dress. I used to be a famous cheat, now I'm an average Joe, man on the street. After the glory there comes the sorrow, I've stopped thinking about tomorrow. Civilian life, not as fun as flying around Air Force One. For 8 long years it really seemed it would go on for forever. Never knew I'd need a plan when I used to be the man. I used to feel your pain. I went jogging so I wouldn't gain. I was the Democrat no one could beat. Now I can't even run, and I don't need me. I was the head of state, now I'm the spouse of the candidate. I never thought that I'd resent that she would be the president. After the glory there comes the sorrow, I've stopped thinking about tomorrow. Civilian life is not as fun as flying around in Air Force One. For 8 long years it really seemed it would go on for forever. I never knew I'd need a plan when I used to be the man. Feel my pain, people. Now it's your turn to feel my pain. Just one more time. Give me some love. Sing with me, Hillary. Thank you, everybody. I love you all.
Say what you want about Bill Clinton, that dude really knows how to rock the Casbah. Now, if only I could find the Bernie Sanders dressing room.
Excuse me, young lady, but could you help me with my necktie? I'm so vehemently opposed to capitalism that I never learned how to tie a necktie. The uniform of unfettered Wall Street greed.
Why, Senator Bernie Sanders, is that you? What are you doing hiding in the janitor's closet?
I'm not hiding in the janitor's closet. I'm proud to be here. I'm not about to spend time in some fancy one percenter dressing room. I choose to be in the janitor's closet to show unity with the working class.
But doesn't it sort of smell of cleaning supplies?
To my socialist nose, that is the scent of sweet perfume. Now, can you help me with this necktie?
Sure thing. I see you decided to go with the rumpled cotton shirt and slightly loose-fitting blazer again.
It never goes out of style.
Here, let me help you with your tie. All right, so all you have to do is put this around here like this, then bring the small end through the loop, and voila!
Thank you so much. I usually have my wife tie my necktie, but she's in California saving a beached whale. Listen, you did such a fine job assisting me with my tie. I'm wondering if you would be interested in volunteering as my assistant for the next few days.
Your assistant? But I know nothing about assisting. What would I do?
I'd tell you exactly what to do. I'm the sort of man who knows what he wants.
What specifically are you insisting upon?
I want to make sure that there's plenty of Bernie Sanders in the platform.
You sound like a politician. All sound bites and no specifics.
Well, what if I told you that already I'm stiffening the language on the $15 minimum wage? I'm just getting started.
I still don't see what an assistant would do.
You'd be intimately involved in all my work, making sure that I was on top of things, staying abreast of all the dirty business being conducted off the floor in dark hotel rooms late at night.
Why do you need that?
I'm a passionate man, tireless, inexhaustible. And I want to keep reaching out to and touching people, women, younger than myself.
Senator, are you by any chance coming on to me?
What? No. Nothing could be further from the truth. Why, no Democrat of high standing would ever cheat on his wife. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to review some speeches by John F. Kennedy and Franklin D. Roosevelt before I give my presentation.
I can't believe I let Jim talk me into going backstage. It's too risky. What if I run into her? What will I say? This room's empty. I think I'll just hide here until the whole thing's over.
Excuse me, are you the hairdresser I sent for?
Oh, Hillary? Oh, is that really you?
I'm sorry, do I know you?
Hillary, it's me, Andy. Don't you remember me?
Are you the fella in charge of the Montana delegation?
No, perhaps this will jog your memory.
Wise men say...
Where have I heard that song before? Takes me back to a beach house long ago. Good Lord, it's you, Andy. I never thought I'd see you again.
And I never thought I'd see you, especially after you snuck away while I was sleeping.
You were always sleeping, Andy. And I'm sorry I had to leave, but I had to get back to the White House for a meeting of the First Lady's Task Force on Cornmeal.
Why? Why did you have to use me for your own sensual desires and then throw me out like some sort of threadbare chaise lounge?
What does that even mean?
When you told me you loved me, were you just toying with my heart?
You must understand, Andy. At the time, I didn't know what was going on. All I knew was that Bill was having an affair with that Lewinsky bimbo. I had to get back at him and have an affair of my own.
So that's all I was to you? A one-night stand? Just a torrid 5-hour-long lovemaking session?
Andy, there's no way it was even close to 5 hours. But I never meant to hurt you, I swear. Anyway, it's all in the past now. I've moved on to other things, like becoming president. Perhaps you should move on to other things, too, like...
Finding free tasty cakes?
Yes. It's good to set reasonable goals.
Okay, I'll just get out of your way. I'll wander off alone in silence while you become the leader of the free world.
Andy, I need to go and accept the nomination. But there's something I want you to know. It was only after I met you that I truly learned just how good insane monkey sex could be.
Do you really mean it?
Would I lie?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I present the former Secretary of State, the Benghazi bombshell, the Empress of Emails, our next president, and your only hope for a Trump-free America, Hillary Clinton.
Good evening, my fellow Democrats. I come here tonight not just to accept your nomination to be the next president of the United States, but also to unify our party under a big tent. A tent so large it can hold both the nut jobs who want Bernie Sanders to start some goofball revolution and all the other Democrats who really don't like me all that much. When I was a little girl growing up in whatever state I grew up in, I never dreamed that one day I would wear a pantsuit, let alone run for president. But sometimes, if you dream a dream, and that dream is a dreamable dream, but can realistically be dreamed in a non-dreamlike state, you can realize that dream. I dreamed a dream when I was young, and out campaigning for Goldwater, dreamed I'd be something on my own, not someone's wife or someone's daughter. I went to Wellesley and to Yale. I worked to fight discrimination when others told me I would fail. I
invitation. But a redneck stole my heart, and his name was William Clinton. I was slow to marry him, but in time I changed my name. I let his dreams push mine aside and helped him gain the highest office.
I never knew Hillary Clinton could belt out a tune like that. I'm learning all kinds of things backstage here at the convention, but I still haven't found those tasty cakes. That's interesting. I'm hearing a bass guitar. It's coming from this room.
Hey, how'd you get in here? Where are the security guards?
They said they were going on a break.
Geez, it's impossible to get any good help here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Would you like a vegan pita pocket?
Sure. Why are you eating vegan food?
I've been a vegan for many years now. It's not something that I can talk about in public, since I got a lot of donations from the Beef Jerky Council.
Really? Doesn't that make you feel like a kind of a sellout?
I'm a politician. That's what I do.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, hey... That's a really nice bass you got there. You know, I played one back in the 70s when I was backing up the Delphonics.
You played with the Delphonics? They were one of my favorites. I play a little bass myself.
Yeah, I know. I heard you playing.
Well, I'm terribly out of practice. I need to start working on my chops. You're a professional bass player. Could I play a tune and have you critique it?
Sure. Show me what you got.
Here's a little number I've been working on. So, what do you think?
That's really good. You could turn pro.
That's my plan. In just 6 months, I'll be able to return to my normal life. Go back to my old ways. Smoke a little weed like I did in college. Except now, it'll be legal.
But marijuana is still illegal in most places.
Trust me, Jim. On December 31st, 2016, it will be legal everywhere. You'd be amazed what a presidential proclamation can do.
Oh, jeez. I never knew you were such a pothead. Although, I guess, well, I did see pictures of you as an undergraduate back in your fro days.
And what a fine fro it was. I tell you, Jim, from here on out, it's all going to be gravy.
Would that be brown gravy or Italian red gravy?
Either one. America is a rich patchwork of diversity.
But don't you feel a little bit bad that your presidency was kind of, you know, a flop? I'm not saying it's all your fault, but still, your legacy's going to be pretty lame.
So, pulling the United States out of the worst economic crisis since the Depression, was that a failure?
Well, no, but...
Saving the auto industry, providing health care to millions, was that just a big waste of time? What about gay marriage and gay soldiers?
Well, when you put it that way...
My administration extracted our troops from the hornet's nest. Bush stirred up in Afghanistan and Iraq. Are historians gonna criticize me for doing that?
Now that you mention it, the United States was pretty screwed up before you came to office. I guess I'd remember that if I didn't spend so much time watching Dancing with the Stars.
But, you know, Jim, I think there's one other thing that I can be more proud of than all those other successes put together. My approval ratings are now so high. Have you seen the latest polls? Gallup had me at 53%, and Fox had me at 51%. Can you believe it? Fox News, the same organization that said I was a Kenyan-born communist twin brother of Saddam Hussein.
But you weren't, right?
No, we were just cousins. I have a lot of cousins. Holy smokes, I gotta get on stage. It was great talking to you. Maybe sometime next year you can stop by the house.
Yeah, sure.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I present the 44th President of the United States. Let's all give it up for Mr. Yes We Can, the Kenya Kid, the man who put the O baby into Obamacare. Barack, don't call me Hussein, Obama!
My fellow Americans, Democratic delegates, and all the viewers at home who clearly have nothing better to do than watch the Democratic convention. I'm happy to say that in a scant few months, Hillary Clinton will be our president. And I will be able to spend my days getting royally toasted. I believe that I can look back on the last 8 years with pride. I don't know about you all, but where I come from, in Kenya, I mean Hawaii, when we achieve something that big, we celebrate reggae style. Is you with me?
Yeah! Yeah!
It was a gray November day, 2008.
How does it feel when you got no herb?
When I found amazing cause to celebrate.
Oh, can you celebrate it with that herb?
And though the Secret Service thought it was a joke, I thought it wasn't presidential to smoke.
He didn't think he was supposed to smoke. Pass the Gucci to the president. To the president, Obama won. You don't get none.
Being leader of the free world is a chore.
Where will you lead when you got no leaf?
But the spirit of Abe Lincoln led me on.
Red Sheriff Smith at his monument.
You cannot relax and pressure's at the max. I miss the way I used to chill out and relax.
How can you chill if you got no herb? Pass the coochie to the president. Pass the coochie to the president. Obama's done.
Just pass it to me.
Now he gets some.
Well, gang, are we ready to report on what we've seen here at the convention? Ed?
I am. I think I'm going to go with how politicians are actually pretty cool to hang out with.
Yeah, I found that too. Turns out that even the leader of the free world is a regular person.
Yeah, political figures are regular people, all right. Even the most idealistic ones turn out to be flawed human beings underneath. What about you, Andy?
I finally found the tasty cakes!
So why do voters find it so hard to connect to candidates and elected officials? Why do we like to hate them so much?
It's disappointment, Jim. Nobody likes to find out that someone seeking high office is feet of clay.
Or political ambitions that matter more than insane monkey sex.
I think it's the broken promises and dashed dreams.
Hey, this tasty cake was supposed to be cream-filled. What's going on?
You know, you're right, Martha. Promises are meant to be kept. It's just like America herself. Lofty ideals and unfulfilled promises.
Yeah.
But, you know, every time I meet someone who's left the country of their birth to come here and live, I have renewed hope that together we can realize the promise of America.
Yeah, right on.
Hey, remember when we promised our fans in Mexico that we'd try to learn Spanish?
Yeah.
Well, Mac's been working on a song. Check it out.
Del azul, tus bosques más sembríos, sembrados tan magnificos, montañas muy bravios. América, América, con tu fraternidad, del mar, el Dios ha creado libertad.
Well, that's it for this edition of Avenue G. Tonight's show was written by Mac Jacob, Martha Michael, and Jim Harris, with metaphysical support from Ed Feldman. For those of you in the Philadelphia area, come out and see our live audience show every first Friday at 7 p.m. at Alma Mater Restaurant.
Take a plate.
That's located at 7165 Germantown Avenue. You can check out all our podcasts anytime online at avenue-g.net. I'm Andy Pettit. Thanks for listening, and good night.